This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Ever since Hurricane Katrina struck the Gulf Coast 2 years ago, Day to Day has followed the story of one family. Selwyn and Chiquita Smith and their three children fled New Orleans and began making a new life in Texas while still trying to hold on to their past. Reporter Joshua Leves has traced their story in our series Katrina Odyssey. Here's the latest.
When I first met the Smiths 2 years ago, they were holed up at a small hotel in Atlanta that had become a refuge for many who fled Katrina. They were exhausted and terrified for family members back home. Chiquita told me she had just spoken to her mom, who was in an attic with other relatives.
She was crying when I was talking to her on the phone. I don't know if they got rescued or nothing.
They did, but the Smiths' house was largely destroyed. I joined them when they returned to New Orleans to see it.
Everything we worked hard to gain, we wanted it, but come back to nothing.
They set up a new life in McKinney, Texas, just outside Dallas. They struggled to adjust, took frequent trips back, and still felt the pain of all they had been through. That's why seeing them now is so striking. At their ranch house in McKinney, a suburb north of Dallas, the Smiths seem happy and adjusted. They seem like any other family at home. The oldest daughter, Chianti, is busy with her sewing kit in her room and making plans for the future.
I want to be a fashion designer.
The two boys, Selwyn Jr. and Tremaine, are comparing their skateboarding video game to the kinds of real skateboarding tricks they like to do.
I can almost kickflip, I can ollie, and I
can kind of
grind. I can pop shove it, and I
can. But you can't like board slide. You know?
That's the only thing I can do is board slide.
Oh, yeah.
It's the first time I've seen things look and feel pretty normal. Selwyn says things have really turned around.
Well, it's better. It's a lot better. A little bit more normal, not running back and forth to New Orleans.
They used to go back every month to deal with their property, but not so much anymore. Chiquita misses her relatives a lot, but she also sees a silver lining to what her family's been through.
We got to experience a change. I mean, the kids got to see another way of living. And, you know, if we go back or whatever, you bring back something new, you know, to home, you know. So it's a good experience.
Both of them have found jobs doing the kind of work they did in New Orleans. Selwyn does mortgage lending for a local company. Chiquita cuts hair in the salon.
It's just a nice atmosphere and kind of laid back, and it's really nice.
They've made friends and connections beyond the relatives in McKinney who drew them here, and they've pretty much figured out their way around.
I still get lost sometimes.
He gets lost, not me.
While they demonstrate that there is life elsewhere after Katrina, the Smiths love New Orleans. But they've stopped paying attention to the news about it. It's too painful to hear about all the crime.
It wasn't like that, you know. And I know what the situation has done to people, and it's like what people see in New Orleans wasn't like that. And the people are, you know, better than that. It's just what the situation has done to people. It's just turned them around a whole nother way. I mean, crazy.
The Smiths have been affected by that crime. A small home they still own and try to rent out was robbed recently when someone went under the house to steal copper plumbing. It's frustrating, but they recognize that compared to many other families uprooted by Katrina, they're among the lucky ones.
And we're just thankful anyway.
We're
not worse off as, you know, some folks are, so.
While the three kids are thriving in their own ways, they also remain, to some extent, caught between worlds. 16-year-old Chianti has had the hardest time making new friends. She's spent most of this summer on the phone chatting with friends back in New Orleans.
We pretty much talk like all day.
13-year-old Selwyn Jr. is becoming something of a local football star, and he knows who he wants to play for someday in the NFL.
The Saints.
Not the Cowboys. 11-year-old Tremaine has decided to become a politician.
And a slash football player slash lawyer.
He says he wants to help fix problems that the government isn't fixing.
Like bad places that can make it better.
I asked Selwyn if he's proud of how the family has made it through the nightmare.
Yeah, well, I guess proud is a word you could use, but it's just did what we had to do, actually. You know, just try to make the best of it.
The family's living room is like an art gallery. For commission, Selwyn sells works by two respected New Orleans artists who are trying to keep making a living. So, images of jazz scenes and New Orleans nightlife fill the Smiths' home. I asked Selwyn if New Orleans is still home.
Yeah. Deep in my heart, yeah, it is.
But for now, the Smiths can only envision their future in Texas. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves.
And you can hear other stories about the Smith family at npr.org.